This is the Marketplace Morning Report. I'm David Brancaccio. For the IRS, the Targeting the Tea Party episode is a scandal. But for the organizations targeted for extra scrutiny, what are called 501c4 organizations, amid the hassle, there's one upside, free advertising. Stan Alcorn reports.
The conservative Kentucky 912 Project applied for tax-exempt status as a 501c4 back in December of 2010. It took more than 2 years and thousands of pages sent to the IRS. But last month, the group won, and donations poured in.
We had people coming in that were sitting on the sidelines saying, okay, where do I send my check now?
The group's executive director, Eric Wilson, wouldn't give details, but he says an even bigger tide of money and support rolled in the past week since the IRS admitted it had scrutinized groups like his.
The reaction's been amazing.
But some groups still waiting for IRS approval are singing a different tune. Rick Harbaugh is the president of the Albuquerque Tea Party.
Our donors are very nervous about getting their name before the IRS if we are getting targeted by the IRS.
That is, after all, one of the big selling points of a 501c4, keeping those donors secret. In New York, I'm Stan Alcorn for Marketplace.